so glad to see you guys tonight. Welcome to The Modern, to Tuesday evenings at The Modern. I'm Terry Thornton, Curator of Education. I encourage you to check online and see the schedule for the rest of the Tuesday evening series. We will be going through November 19th this fall, and you can find the rest of those. Obviously, Melanie Smith will be with us next week. Tonight, we are fortunate to have artist Jose Antonio Vega Macatella here in conjunction with Mexico Inside Out, Themes in Art Since 1990, which is, of course, the museum's current exhibition curated by our own Andrea Carnes. Antonio's time Divisia, 302, 307, 332, 341 through 348 from 2010 holds a really prominent spot in Gallery 7 on the second floor. I hope all of you have seen it, and if you haven't, I encourage you to come and spend time with Time Divisia. Time Divisia, translating to time currency, is an ambitious and daring series built on Antonio's interest in the concept of time, developing trust and bartering that has transpired with a variety of compelling exchanges over a four-year period, and from which he has received a great deal of critical acclaim, with critics such as Jerry Saltz praising the piece, Jerry Saltz saying in the New York Magazine that it is complexly inexplicable interventions. That was difficult. I should have never put that one. I should have chosen a better quote. But if you can understand what I said, he really nailed it. It is, in fact. With a degree in visual arts from the National School of Fine Arts, ENAP, of the University of Mexico, UNAM, Antonio has developed his career living and working in Mexico, where his work is represented in Mexico City by Labor Gallery, as well as in the Netherlands, where he was an artist in residence at the Royal Academy of Amsterdam in 2011. Engaging communities, questioning institutional systems, and creating or pointing to opportunities for agency among the disenfranchised, Antonio's work has been featured in numerous bi- and triannual international exhibitions across the globe, including the New Museum's second triennial, The Ungovernables, and the third triennial of Puerto Rico, titled The Hive, in 2012, as well as the sixth Gothenburg International Biennale for Contemporary Art in Sweden in 2011, and the 29th Sao Paulo Biennale and the Moscow International Biennale in 2010. Most recently, his work was included in Transitios. Is that, did I say that correctly? Transitios? He can correct me when he gets up here. This year at Art Pace in San Antonio, and there's a solo exhibition, Jose Antonio Vega Macatella, Time Divisia, which is currently up at the Stanley and Gerald Rubin Center for the Visual Arts at the University of Texas, El Paso. Antonio's first solo exhibition in the U.S., titled Whispering, was in 2012 at Steve Turner Contemporary in Los Angeles. There is so much more, but it is time to turn this over so that Antonio can fill us in on some of his most recent developments, focusing tonight's presentation on the past 3 years of his work. So please join me in welcoming Jose Antonio Vega Macatella.
How you doing? First, thanks for coming. I have to apologize in advance. My English maybe is not the best, but I'm going to try to make it understandable. So first, I want to tell you about what I think art is and what art is for me. So I have this very crazy idea that art can change the world. But for me, the world is not this big abstract thing. The world is like many worlds. In this sense, you know, like my world is the things I can reach, the things, the people I can talk to. This is my world. The world is the thing I'm constructing while I'm living. In this sense, art can change the world. So For me, to my pieces try to make like a combination between activism and the construction of a metaphor. I try to look for places that can represent something. For example, in this time I'm going to show you two of my projects. I think we only have time for two. The first one is one that is like showed, part of it is showed here in the Modern, in, I don't know, Gallery 7. This is called Time Divisa. First, I want to tell you about the... Sorry for making this kind of boring, but I have to tell you this. It's like this... it's called Time Divisa because it's a combination of two kind of languages, English, German, and English. Time is time. And Divisa has like many senses in Latin languages, such as Portuguese, like Italian and Spanish. In Portuguese means to see. In Italian means to divide. And in Spanish is currency. So, as I told you, I try to look for like maquettes or models, scale models, where I can make metaphors. Talking about subjects, I like economy, because economy is a system for presentation of time for me. So I was trying to look how, what was the metaphor of economy in my society, in Mexican society, and I think in the most of societies in Western cultures. And I realized that was the prison. So for me, well, the prison was the metaphor of how societies work in terms of economy and socially. So I went to a prison and I proposed to the prisoners one deal. First, I got to tell you another thing, sorry. I was thinking, what is time? In order to have money for eating and for paying the rent, you need to work. You know, which means that you have to give your time, your lifetime, to get money in exchange. In this sense, like, money is a system of representation of time. But it's a very particular time. In order to sell something, you need, like, to be able to count this something. You cannot, like, send, like, an after quantity of bananas. You need to sell 1 pound of bananas. So that's why time is divided in seconds, minutes, days, vacations, labor days, whatever. So I was thinking there was another way to measure time. You know, this objective time, which is minutes, seconds, days, but there's this another kind of measuring time. And I was thinking in this objective time. For example, time happens in a different way if you're in love, if you're bored, if you're angry. I was interested in this part. But the same time I was thinking, you know, time is different. It happens in different ways for each one of us. But the same time has the same value. My time has the same value than the present time, than homeless time. So I was very interested in this, and the equivalence of time. So I had this idea that prison was a system of representation of our society. I went to a prison, and since I thought that each time was equivalent, I proposed to the prisoners one deal. This deal is that I would do whatever they asked me to do, as if I were each one of them. In exchange, at the same time, they had to do whatever I asked them to do. I wanted to make like a magical thing. This magical thing is that I told them that we would be connected. For example, at the same time I was dancing with someone's mother, he would be doing whatever I asked him. I never told him, I'm going to exchange 1 hour for 1 hour. I just told them, we're going to begin, for example, at 6 o'clock. And you're going to end your task at the time you feel I did mine. So I'm going to show you some of them. Since I believe like this was kind of magical thing, I wanted to like reconstruct the cycle, which is like the origin of all the culture for measuring time, which is like the cycle of the Earth going all around the sun, you know, like one year, 365 years, days, I mean. So I made 365 time exchanges. Here are like 5 exchanges. I'm going to show you. Sorry. There are some of the exchanges. The most, you know, it's impossible in this time to show all of them. I'm going to show you some of the most representative exchanges. For example, this is exchange number 7. In this exchange, Jesus asked me to go to his house in order to listen to his brother, as he used to do. In exchange, I asked him to give me all his breads for the same period of time. I was also in this project like trying to research system of representation of time. If I did, you know, if in my idea I couldn't trust in seconds and minutes, I was thinking, in what should I trust? And I was thinking, what do I have? I have the body. You know, the way the body measures time is like, for example, breathing, thinking, speaking. So I was thinking that this was my system representation of time. So I asked him to give me each one of his breaths. Like, I asked him how it was like to, like, breathe in and breathe out. This is another one. This guy, each time I went to the prison, he asked me to, like, talk to him for, like, 15 minutes. I asked him, you know, we need to do, like, this time simultaneously. So while I'm talking to you, I'm going to ask you to bring the egg you would take for breakfast. And you have to draw in the shell of the egg, like, the thing you were talking to me. Usually, the thing he was telling me were, like, the things he hated, the things that tortured him. So ask him to draw this in the shell of the eggs, because in Mexican prisons, Santeria, you know what Santeria is, like, this Cuban magic is, like, very, like, important. It's like the religion inside. So I wanted to, like, continue with this idea of magic and ask him, you have to draw these drawings because the egg is going to absorb all these bad things. And in the end, all these bad things were going to make magic, and they are going to be, like, concentrate into this. So after 1 year, when the eggs were almost white, like this one, we broke the eggs. There were like these concentrations of evilness, I don't know how to call it, that was like a system to materialize like these bad things he was feeling. So some of the pieces are like composed for more than one exchange. For example, this. For me, it was not important, like, if the exchange took me, like, 15 minutes or 1 year. The last time exchange took me, like, 2 years to finish it. I'm going to talk to about it later. I have to tell you something that is, like, very important. The things I show usually in exhibitions are the things that the prisoners did to me. Why? The exchange was the time, but the currency was, like, the documentation of this time. The documentation I did for the prisoners were videos, because I told them, I'm going to give you my will and my body to do whatever you want. This is your body and your will. But I'm going to give you like this electronic eyes and ears, which is like a camera. I show only this part because the other time belongs to the prisoners. So I cannot show that other time. And this belongs to me. This is the representation of my time, which was exchanged. For example, this one. I was thinking also how time works, because at the same time we can represent time with breaths, with thoughts, and with, for example, like nervous tics. Time creates space. So I was also researching how to create cartographies inside the prison. So, for example, this guy asked me to serenade his mother. At the same time, I asked him to make like the sound map of the prison. Let me explain you how. Ask him to imagine that this was like that he was in the middle of the papers, and ask him to draw and describe all the sounds he would hear to the 360 degrees around him. And he had to codify each sound, the intention of each sound. For example, in blue, they are the sounds which are like friendly. In red, the sounds that were aggressive, and I'm gonna call them this way. And in black, the sounds that were like indifferent, that were like nothing, just surrounding him. So I told you I was interested in cartographies, how to make maps. There was one interesting thing. When we exchange time, we exchange life. And it was like, each one was like acquiring the soul of the other. This guy, since I was him, I don't remember the Israel, yeah. He was nicknamed El Soldado, which is the soldier. Asked me, he wanted to get drunk, because as you know, in the prison it's very difficult to get drunk, at least unless you have like this prison liquor, but he wanted to get drunk. And we established a connection because it was crazy. Like, things were happening. I went to the most dangerous neighborhoods in Mexico, which are like normally in the periphery in Mexico City, which are like pretty dangerous, but nothing happened to me. Like, it was like very safe places. And it was crazy because the people of the neighborhoods, you know, were like, I was like the guy who was like outside of the prison. This was like very like incredible, but well, this is why we had like this system where this guy was me and I was him. and he went to get drunk, and I asked him to like make I don't know if the translation to you know what frotage is, like robbing, I mean. I asked him to make a cartography. Like, I was interested in what was the public space and the private space inside the prison. So I asked him to make a rope of the surface of his public space, which was like the fence of the prison. And I asked him to make one rope each, like, it was like 10 meters or 20 meters. I got to be honest, I don't remember. Each certain distance, he had to make a drawing. Of the surface, a rope of the surface of the prisons. He was like from the fence, then he was like going, for example, to the hall of the prison. I don't remember which part this is. This is the telephone of the area where his cell is, the door of his cell, the floor of his cell, his blankets, and in the end, his private space was his penis. This is another one. This guy asked me, it was nicknamed Super Raton, which means like super mouse. This guy asked me to, I had to stay in his house, well, the house of his ex-wife, in order to witness the first steps of his son. I had to wait till his son like walked for the first time. He was like really very, you know, like really a baby, I don't know. I had to wait till that moment, and I had to video the document, his first steps. So I asked him also to stay in his cell for the same, you know, for the time he thought I would be there. And he had to collect all the cigarette butts he could find in his cell. I was interested in cigarette butts because, as you may notice, when you smoke, when you see the cigarette butts outside of, you know, in the real world, the most of them are not totally finished. You have like the middle of the cigarette and then it's trashed. I was interested because in the prisons, almost all the cigarette is consumed. I was interested in this idea when you take a cigarette, it's like breaking the time. I was thinking what was a prison, because I don't know what's happening in the States, but in Mexico, in prisons you do nothing. And I was thinking, why is that horrendous to live in a prison? And the problem in the prison is that you do nothing. It's not that you are like working like really very hard, like you know, like hammering rocks. The thing is that you have free time, but you cannot do anything with it. So you are witnessing how your life is passing, and you can do nothing, absolutely nothing. That's why it was one of the parts that interests me the most. That's why like this idea of taking a cigarette and smoking it is like a time which breaks like this nothingness. This was another one. I was also interested in relationships, how relationships are developed inside the prison. So in Mexican prison cells, this is more like an ethnographic talking, sorry. This is like, in Mexican prisons, more or less like, I would say like 50 people, 40 people lives in the space of 4 times 4 meters, which is like, I don't know, in foot, like 10 per 10 feet, sorry. So some of them have to sleep like what's the name in English too? I don't know, to hang the, yeah, that one. I was interested because the rest of them who lays on the floor had to sleep like one next to the other. And I was interested in the relationship between body and soul. So this guy asked me to apologize to his ex-wife. It was to his ex-wife, and asked him to collect one fingernail of each one of his cellmates to place it in a square of 10 per 10 centimeters, which is like 4 times 4 inches. This is another one. Absolutely, I was interested in how body and how this. Body has this system of representation of time that is translated to conscience. This is like a pretty long story. Let me check. Okay. This is a pretty long story. This guy got in love with one girl. He was a trucker. But the guy only knew her first name. And he had like a couple of clues. Like, for example, he had a drawing of this girl. This girl made a drawing that was made from the view she had from her window. There was like a kiosk or something. And he also knew, well, her first name, and that they were making like a very small like moor. And there were like these rivers that are made, you know, that are made of this like waste, toxic waste. They were like the clues he had, and he asked me to find this girl. In order to tell her one phrase, which is very stupid, Shrek. Well, in Spanish, there's like the donkey. When he was jumping around, he always said like to Shrek, like the veritas. I don't know what Eddie Murphy said in the original film, but I had to say that thing to the girl. That was the only thing I had to say. And when I met this guy, he was like had a nervous tic. He was all the time like this, and I asked him to carve the Monte Cristo count with his nervous tic. If you know the Monte Cristo count, is like this Alexander Dumas like book where there's a guy who is put into the prison, and then it's a book about revenge. There was one thing that was very interesting to me inside the prison, Mexican prison. It's that prisoners usually took the bricks of the prison to make grills to cook their food again. For me, it was very interesting because for me, it was an act of making sculpture. For me, sculpture is to put or take away material in order to give something, any kind of meaning. So what was very interesting in this action. So this guy asked me to go to a place in Mexico which is called Cordoba in Veracruz, which is close to the coast. And I had to find his son. I told him that I would try, that for each attempt for finding his son, I would ask him to give me one brick, to take one brick of the wall of the prison in order to carve a sentence, which was like, I'm going to say it in Spanish, it's así desaparece todo. In English could be like, thus it disappears everything. Each attempt I had to find one brick. Well, each attempt he had to give me one brick. So I found the guy at the third attempt. So I only at the third attempt. So it remained as it disappears. So which is more or less like does it disappears. I'm gonna tell you why more or less. There's one Marx, which is like this German philosopher, like the founder of socialism. In his PhD thesis, he wrote one sentence, which is like this. Referring to one philosopher, Greek philosopher, which is called, I don't know, in Spanish it's Democrito, but in English I don't know what's the name. Democrit, like, is the guy who defined the atom for the first time. But I don't know what's the name in
Democritus.
Democritus, okay. Yeah, Marx, like, makes like uses this phrase that Democritus used to use. It was for me interesting how referring to matter and referring to sculpture, that's why I use it. So ask him to carve like this phrase in order to put like this electric filament. When you turn it on, it was like neon, more or less. I'm cooking. This is another one. In Mexican and Central American prisons, there's like a legend that there's a game. A game which is called Poleana, which is basically like European park. I say, well, this Poleana is like a game that is supposed to be like the board is supposed to be like the prison. And each player has like four coins. Obviously, each coin represents one prisoner. And the objective of this game is to escape from the prison. It was interesting for me because you gamble a lot. You put a lot of money in this game. It's not gamble. You bet a lot, but there's a lot of money there. You know, like for me, like to bet like $3,000 in one game per day is a lot. So I was interested more in the system, how this game was played, because since everybody's super tricky. Everyone like checking the other one, you know, like because there are a lot of tricks for playing this and it's very addictive. And I was interested in this relationship. So this guy, which was called Copado, asked me to spy his ex-lover, which was a gay prostitute in Mexico, and I had to spy him and like write each like thing this guy did. In exchange, I asked him to make this Polyana board using his hair and the hair of his lover, and the lover he had in the prison. Sometimes the prison asked me for very like crazy things. This guy, for example, he wanted me to like sit in a swing each Tuesday at 1 in a particular street in Mexico City, which is called Rayas, which is a stripe more or less, and I had to sit there in this swing waiting for one blonde woman, like was like this woman who was like kind of, well, obviously she was super brown, but like she was like this kind. What's the name of this, like this substance she used for peroxide? Yeah. And I had to wait for this garage Tuesday at 1 p.m. So in exchange, I asked him to wait in the corridor where all the prisoners were about to be like free, have to pass. And asked him to wait there because he had to wait for one prisoner who was about to leave the prison, and he had to cut one part of their clothes in order to capsule it in a wax like container. I was interested also in the smelling, you know, what can conserves the essence of something, and I was interested in the relationship between clothes and container. And he did like these things, which is like a sock, and I don't remember what else, like trousers or something. This is another one. This guy asked me to, well, with some of the prisoners I made more than one exchange. So with this guy I made like 6. He had like the half, well, this was pretty interesting because he had been, he was like 45 or something when I met him. And he was in prison since he was like 19. So the most of his life he had been in prison. But which was interesting, he had been like in all the punishments of all the Mexican prisons in the city. There are like 7 prisons, and he had met all the isolation rooms, and he was like an expert in that. But the thing is that he had the half of his face paralyzed because of the stress. So in each exchange, he asked me to fix his face. This was one of the attempts for fixing his face. This was one of the last time exchanges. In the end, like, it was a crazy place there. I was feeling like with no protection because, as you know, like prisons are not a good place. And asking to give me an amulet for protecting me. So while I was trying to fix his face, he got one amulet. This amulet is, he hunted a rat. He cut its head off. And he boiled the face, and he like buried the face, the head of the rat, in the middle, exactly in the middle of his cell, in order to give it power. So we made like this exchange to fix his, well, an attempt to fix his face, and in the exchange of an amulet, which protect me. This is another exchange with the same guy of the prison. He's, well, I didn't know his real name, but he was called El Gochi, which I don't know what does that mean. This guy also, again, asked me to fix his face and asked him to, I was interested in the smell of the prison. So I asked him to collect all the essences of the prison, which was like these soaps. And I was interested in language. I asked him to carve in each soap one particular kind of language inside the prison. There are 3 kind of languages. The first one is like a prison jargon. In Mexican prisons, the words are inverted. For example, in vez de decir calle, which is street, they say yeca. There's like this construction or reconstruction of language. I was interested in this. The second kind of language is like albur. In Mexico, we are like more the low classes speaking double sense. It seems that they're speaking to you like really very kind, but at the same time they are like telling you sexual things. And you are the best if you are like, if the other guy cannot see what you are telling him, and you know, like, it's, I like it because it's about elegance. You like, you don't know what happened and everybody's smiling and laughing at you. This was the second, and the second one was like I was interested in power and intimidation, how words work as a system of power and intimidation. This is like this exchange. This is another one. I said to you I was interested in cartography, for cartography is not only a special thing. I was interested in how relationships were developed and how these relationships could create maps and systems. I was interested in money, as I told you. How I was very curious about how money was distributed inside the prison. One of the guys who made like this is with me was one of the mafia bosses in the prison. I don't remember his name. It was Kamala. Well, I don't remember his name. So he asked me to like get some of merchandise he needed. I had to traffic these things inside the prison, and ask him to describe me how 100,000 pesos, which is like $10,000, are distributed inside the prison. So ask him to make a map of each people who take part of the money and each people who touch the money. And to each people, he had to ask for one fingernail. In order to finger, he had to have like the quantity, like the name, and the fingernail of the people who touch the money. And this is the map of how 100,000 pesos are distributed inside the prison. And this is here, well, is sadly not, it's not the whole thing, because it's very big, honestly. I received like a, let's say, sponsorship of a bank, and this was like a contradiction to me, because I tried to make a system different to money, but there's a bank sponsoring me. So I was thinking in this thing, in what should I use this money? So one guy obviously wanted to leave the prison. And this guy had told me, I wanted to make maps, but this guy told me that maps obviously was a system, were punishing the prison because they thought that was like a prison break. If you make a map where like you're trying to leave the prison. So we took this literally and we made a prison break. I used the money that the bank gave me to free this guy. So in exchange, asking to make the map of the prison, thinking in the access and surveillance. And let me explain to you how this works. It's more like a Harry Potter map. So ask him to walk inside the prison for all the places he could walk. And he had to draw like each one of his footsteps. He had to make to codify them also. You know, I just asked him to draw in black, you know, these black footprints, were the places where there were any kind of surveillance. For example, a camera, a guard, or another prisoner who could say what was happening. I have never been able to show everything, but you know, like this is a half part of the map. This is what we could show here, more or less like this. And there's another part, and another part here, but well. Well, this is more or less what the time divisive project is. I'm trying to measure the time to make it work. I'm just like to tell you the last time it changed. This project took me like 5 years to finish it. But the problem is that, and what is very good about Mexico is that you can blend the rules. And it's very nice because you can do a lot of kind of different kind of works that are not possible in Europe or the States. It's very difficult, but Mexico is possible. But there's a problem also when you talk about these prison things, is that you get attached to the people. Because the most of the things were not properly legal, but you were like, we were like mates, we were friends, because I was living in Tayola, so I was like intimate with them. But this began to affect, because I was like, they were my friends, and you begin to develop a relationship. And this is not good. This is like not, because it's very difficult to leave it. So in the end, the time exchange 365 was to leave the prison. But usually when you leave the prison is also a system of technology. It's like a university. I'm not saying that the things you learn in the prison are good by themselves, but there are techniques that can be used in many different ways, in a poetic way, in different kind of system. But there are techniques. All the techniques are not good or bad. They're just techniques, no moral in it. So I asked one guy, didn't have like a family who could visit him, who was like the guy who had his face like crippled. And he asked me to be his family till his condemned would finish. And so I had to take care of him. So I asked him to teach me how to escape from the prison. And he had to teach me some of the secrets of the prison. So we were like making some books who were like these dialogues between me and him, how to survive all the punishment inside the prison, how to escape, and all the things. So this was how this project Time Divis finished. And that's all. But well, I'm going to show you some of the works. I want to show you other projects. Maybe we're not going to have time for this. Maybe for the next one. Well, maybe for this. At the same time, I was, as I told you, interested in how economy worked and how economy was a system of representation. In a parallel way to the prison, I was interested in oil, in petroleum, which I think that is kind of popular in Texas. I was also interested in technology, because in Mexico they said that it's not possible to make gasoline, which is like very difficult, which is obviously not true. So I was walking to my parents' house, which is the alley in front of a university. I was walking around, and I heard a couple of students, which were, I think, engineers. They were talking to each other, and one of them told the other, "Hey, man, how the hell can they tell us that we cannot make gasoline if it's more or less like making tequila?" And it's like I took this seriously, and I chose one neighborhood in Mexico, which is Iztapalapa, which is like a neighborhood which is in the periphery, very dangerous. And I proposed the neighborhoods to make our own refinery. So the neighbor who wanted to participate were like one student, one guy who made things for making tequila, one woman who had this tamales stand, which is like this Mexican cake. Another guy who had like this sherbet stand and a fresh water stand. So we make our own refinery, like combining and modifying the system for making mezcal and tequila, the system for making tamales, for making sherbets, and for making these fresh waters. So we want to make like this symbolic thing of transforming one barrel of petroleum, which is this international measure, into gasoline. Well, this is gasoline, this is kerosene, and this is diesel. No, it's the other way. Gasoline, kerosene, and diesel. I'm going to tell you about this. As I told you, the prison project took me like 5 years, and I was very young by that time. I'm now 32.